Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1, the ticket. The NHL draft took place over the weekend. Free agency starts this week on Wednesday, I believe. Joining us now is the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings, Steve Yzerman. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good, guys. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. There is an old cliche in sports that says defense wins championships. So in the last 10 days, you guys got Nick Leddy. You traded for Nedeljkovic. You get Evans in the first pick. Kosa also in the first round. Is that the credo of the Red Wings? You got to have a defense.
Well, I'm not sure it's the credo, but I do put, believe it or not, I do put a lot of value in a strong defending team. You need good goaltending. You need a good solid top four. I look at Tampa's team with Vasilevsky and the D they had. They can really score, but ultimately they won championships because they could keep the puck out of their net. So, you know, we felt going into the draft, not necessarily looking to draft by position. We suspected there might be a chance that Simon Edvinson would fall to six. And if he did, we were going to take him. So we weren't necessarily targeting D, but we did have a need on the left side, and it felt like it was somewhat of an easy decision when he was available there at six. Specifically, obviously, trading up to get Sebastian Kosa. We feel he has a chance to be a starting goaltender and a good one in the NHL. So, you know, we don't really have that in our system. So we thought it was important there to make the trade to get up and secure, you know, what is a really good prospect.
How hard was it to evaluate this year's draft because of the lack of hockey that was played around the world? When you look at it, it's how hard was it for you? Or how did you change your evaluation process to come up with the decisions you made?
Well, really, you know, Chris Draper oversees our amateur scouting staff, and they number one, you'll hear everybody talk about it more so than ever. It was a lot of video. I just done on video scouting. You have all these different scouting forums now that you can subscribe to and watch players virtually in any league around the world. So it's not ideal, but in the countries where they were actually playing. And you were allowed to attend games, our scouts did the best they could and were able to scout as normal. In other countries, there weren't allowing fans in the games. So you had to strictly do it by video, which we use kind of in a normal circumstance just as support, but it was the best we could do. Then you had countries where the kids simply didn't play, and if they didn't find another place to go play, they didn't play, such as, you know, the young man we picked in the sixth round, Pasquale Zito, who actually plays in Windsor. He didn't play this year, but our guys liked him enough at that in what they saw a year ago that felt that, well, it's a little bit of a guess, but in the sixth round, for the most part, you're guessing anyways. So again, everybody did the best they could. Where they could get to games, they did, and when they couldn't, they watched them on video. That's basically the what you could do. And so unusual, a little bit more unpredictable than a traditional season for scouting. But ultimately, we had to have a draft, and you had your selection, so you had to pick a player.
Talk to us about Evanston and how good he is. I mean, I saw some mocks had him at three. Others had him a little lower than you guys had him. Big guy. How good offensively is he?
Yeah. Well, here's that. He's what, 6'4", so he's a tremendous skater, very, very athletic. When you see him skate around the ice, you will be very impressed with his skating stride, his mobility for a big man. He can skate the puck. He's got good hands. I truly see him more as a defenseman that can play a lot of minutes because of his size and his reach. I expect to be a solid defender. Offensively, you know, we didn't necessarily draft him to be an offensive defenseman. I think that's part of his game, but mostly because he's got some skill and can pass the puck. But I see him as a big guy that can eat up a lot of minutes and defend well. And how much offense there is, we'll see. You know, so again, where we had him, this draft, we had kids. It was very unpredictable. And any day you're going over these lists, you're talking, you can move players up and to convince yourself to move up, down, or all over the place. And we knew that there would be, this could be very unpredictable, and players going second or third or fourth or even up to sixth, it would be all different orders depending on a team's list. So again, we had him a little bit higher, and we weren't surprised when he got to us at six, but knowing what we think he is and what we have coming on the left side, we thought it was kind of relatively an easy decision at that point.
And you mentioned Sebastian Cosa, your second first-round pick, and his athletic ability. And I've always been the mindset, why don't you just get the biggest guy and set him in front of goal and cover the whole thing up?
That means you could be a goalie.
Yeah, I mean, I could get back in the game. But what does he bring? Because you can't just be a big guy that doesn't have athletic ability. What does Sebastian Cosa provide this franchise?
Well, again, I go back. I qualify everything by saying I think. I do know he's a really good prospect. I think he has a chance to be a really good goalie in the NHL. He's 6'5", 6'6". I'm not exactly sure of his height. He's still growing a little bit, apparently. But I kind of, in the goaltending position, I agree with you, has kind of gotten to get the biggest possible guy you can and take up the most room you can and then give him some form of, you know, they teach him to be very technically sound goaltenders with all the, you know, goaltending position has gotten extremely technical. I think too technical at times. But what we do like about him is he's very athletic too. If you watch him, you know, he's got quick feet. He gets down low. He can, you know, not only have long legs, but quick feet too. So he can make a lot of saves. You know, when he is beaten, when he is out of it a little bit, but that's the athleticism part of the game for him. So, you know, we watched him and you see the size. He's, you know, 6'6". There aren't that many goalies that are that tall, actually. But he has a lot of athleticism to him, which we like. So we find him or see him as obviously a big goaltender that is extremely athletic, but also technically very sound. So it's a nice pairing. Some guys are very, very athletic and all over the place and tend to be out of position and make spectacular saves, but can't recover. I think he has a nice combination of being a very athletic guy, but is very astute and focused very on being a technically sound goaltender, because I think you need that to be solid game in, game out, and year after year. You have to have the technical part of the game.
And trading for Nedeljkovic, I mean, he's only 6'2". You got a two-year deal with him, so by the time when his contract's over, look, if he plays great, you hope to maybe extend him, but Cosa could be ready in 2 years, maybe 3 years, right?
Well, I Stoney, I'm kind of looking a little farther down the line.
Okay.
He's 19. He's got another year of junior. He'll play as a 19-year-old in junior, then he turns pro. You know, if he's playing on our team in year three, I'd be really, really happy, but I'd be more than comfortable, you know, with Alex Nedeljkovic and Sebastian Cosa. You know, we look 2 or 3 or 4 years down the line. that Nedeljkovic is kind of mentoring, and what he really does is he allows us time to be patient with Sebastian Kosa. Just let the natural progression of or natural development happen. Let him have we're hoping he has a great year in Edmonton this year, and he turns pro and he goes and plays in the American Hockey League, whether it's 1, 2, even 3 years. I don't really know. I don't have a timeline for it. So, you know, if he's playing in 2 or 3 years, I'll be thrilled. But I expect it just to be a little bit longer, just because I want to be patient with the goaltenders and kind of let them force their way into the lineup where you're almost like, God, the kid's too good. We can't keep him out of the net any longer. But this just seems to me like that's, you know, three to four years, who knows. So we've got a really good goalie, young guy, and Alex Nedeljkovic, and I think it's now we've got a guy that can play for us now and for the next few years, and who knows, it could be for the next 10, 12 years, but we've got a real good prospect in the system as well, and I just assume let's let it play itself out.
Granted, it's been a long time, but maybe this year is just an anomaly, but from what people tell me, and I don't know, I haven't seen all these guys play, it wouldn't surprise people if nobody in this year's draft plays in the NHL this year. And I'm looking back when you were drafted, and it's, you know, Lawton, Turgeon, LaFontaine, Cam Neely, all these guys who pretty much played right away. Is that the way it's going to be from now on?
Well, it kind of goes, I don't know if there are trends in the NHL or not. But again, going way back to when I started, it was kind of a trend that your first rounder just played.
Right.
And I was fortunate because I was in a situation where the Red Wings, literally, we didn't have two centers. They needed centers. So myself and Kelly Kissel were kind of like handed the job a little bit to lose. And if we couldn't keep up, I think, you know, Jimmy D was going to have to look, you know, go to a different plan B. But other players within that draft, I remember, the teams just kept their first rounders.
Yeah.
And over time, it's gone back to teams are very cautious or careful, trying to be more patient with their young guys. So the trend is for guys to, you know, to go back to junior or stay in college. And then ultimately it comes down to what's the depth of the draft class. Are the firsts, are the second or thirds, are they ready to go in year one? Fewer and fewer guys are being kept for sure. In this year's class, I think Power, really, based on watching him at the World Championships, it was a little bit of a weaker tournament, but he was really good. He might have an opportunity to play and play well in the NHL, but again, being kind of an odd year and limited play last year, he may, I don't know, I have no idea what he and Buffalo have planned, but he's the one guy that might be able to step in and play this year. I suspect everybody else really needs time. So it kind of goes from year to year. It changes depending on the depth of it. But now you're maybe one, maybe two playing the NHL, but certainly not going back to 83 where you had like 10 or 12 guys playing at 18.
Steve, I've heard you say that you hate giving up draft picks because they're hope, and you've also used the term, and we talked about the challenges of scouting this year, that I think this player is going to be this. When you, a couple of weeks ago, you had 12 picks. You used two of them to pick up Leddy and Nedeljkovic. Did that go into your mindset that, hey, we could use some of these picks to get a known quantity when there's so much, I think, out there in this draft?
A little bit. Mostly it was, I wanted to do something in goal. We were looking to get a younger guy, both Jonathan Bernier, Thomas Greiss. I think Jonathan 32-ish, Thomas 34. We're kind of looking. We don't have a goalie, a younger guy that can come in the net. We're going to have to address it this year or next year again. So when Alex became available, it was for what the cost was, we thought, you know, this is a good opportunity to get a younger guy, plug the hole in net, knowing we're giving up a pick. We still had a lot of picks. We felt even going into the draft, we're going to have to use, if we want Kosa, we're going to have to trade up to get him. Either that or we're taking him at six. Our options were to trade back from six to get him, or trade up. We was not going to be there, and I know he was not going to be there at 23. So we kind of had that in the back of our mind. So, yeah, it did just having a lot of picks the last 2 years, having lots of picks next year, we thought this was a good year. We weren't just going to trade for any particular goalie or any particular D, but we needed guys to play for us this year. I want some help for, on our blue line. I want some help for, Hronek. I want some help for Gustav Lidstrom. Whoever's playing in goal, we need some players for help these young guys develop. So we thought it was a good trade-off, and so that's ultimately why we made the trades and were able to use the picks, because we've had a lot in the last couple of years and have a lot coming up in the next draft as well. So, and again, you're kind of addressing it on the floor. You're looking at, okay, potentially, we're going to give up a late second round pick here. Who are the guys that we have, in that spot, or the kids that are coming up? And you say, okay, we're going to lose this player and this player if we make this deal. Ultimately, we thought it was worth it for Kosa to step up and do that. But yeah, this year more so than any, it's so unpredictable, and we question how deep the draft was this year, that we made those decisions and we're comfortable giving up some of the picks. We still felt, we come out of it with 8 prospects. I feel pretty good about what we did.
Final thing, we talked all about the defense, but you still have to score goals in this league to win. Free agency begins. I know you're not going to give us any names, but can the fans expect you guys to sign somebody who'll say, wow, that guy can score?
I don't think so. look at the names that are out there.
Not much.
So we're looking more so to fill some holes. We're still looking to add another defenseman after signing Mark Stahl. We're looking for 2 or 3 more forwards. So in all likelihood, it's going to be guys in that, the shorter term contract, right, that can plug a hole for us. I'd like to get a right shot forward or two. So Sony, I don't think there's going to be mega deals coming our way.
Right. All right. Steve, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And then we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you for your time, guys. Nice talking with you both.
All right. That's Steve Yzerman, general manager of your Detroit Red Wings, here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.